The following commentary program is paid for by Ian Prescott and is solely responsible for its content.
Ladies and gentlemen of Prescott, it's time for a change. We, the people of this vibrant community, demand honest, upfront communication. And now your hosts, Tony Hamer and Chad DeVries.
Well, welcome with us on Ian Prescott. And we have a very special guest in here this afternoon, John Murphy. John Murphy and I have been friends for 15 years, maybe something like that.
It's been in since, we, since Prescott I moved here.
Really? Absolutely. You're going to admit
that? Which was when, John? When did you move?
Well, it's about 7 or 8 years.
7 or 8 years?
He's not a misplaced Brit, is he?
No, but he's a misplaced Irishman.
Oh, okay, know? Got it.
Yip, yip, yip.
With a name like Murphy, he couldn't be from anywhere else, could
true.
He?
That's true.
Yeah. You know? Well, John, welcome.
Thank you.
Maybe you know a little bit about our show, but Ian Prescott is really looking at current affairs in Prescott and what's going on in terms of how the city is evolving from here as well.
I love the show. I've listened to all your episodes.
You're one of two people. You and my wife.
There you go.
I think you're being very nice about the city evolving. That's a very...
Evolving. You know, we've seen some of the...
I thought you said it was leaking.
It's right a now. Colander. City Hall is a colander.
That's right.
Because there's so many holes in terms of people leaking stuff out. But by current affairs, we're not talking about your affairs. So no need for Lisa to worry about this.
We don't have to censor that out.
Keep the leaking to yourself.
Current affairs go anywhere from politics to management of the city to new businesses to economic development to food and beverage, which gets us into where you've been in terms of our experience knowing you and doing the Victory Garden. And
exactly.
The Victory Garden means a lot to me, but please.
Well, we started something called the Prescott Food Forest. Our nonprofit Make 100 Healthy Foundation has a goal to help people grow 1 million new Victory Gardens. And as you know,
1 million new ones.
Well, why not? I mean, you know what?
Just here in Prescott.
No.
I mean, that would
be great, but that's a little aggressive.
Yeah.
but no, the point is this was a global mission, but it has a local impact. And so we really launched the Prescott Food Forest to help people grow food, to teach them how to plant it, how to nurture it, how to tend it, pick it, eat it, cook it, and preserve it. So
he's got the whole value chain organized.
Well, it's the ecosystem of food production and consumption, really.
Absolutely.
And that kind of evolved because the whole thing was about initially reducing diabetes and obesity. That was our first goal because, you know, our food is full of high fructose corn syrup and different additives and glop that...
Those are all good chemicals, John.
Yes, they are.
You have to realize I came out of the chemical industry. That paid my salary.
Unfortunately, it's good for profit, but not good for people's health. So
true.
The key thing is to have people realize that the closest you can be to the earth to get your food, the healthier you're going to be. And the more local you can do it, the better it is. And so that's why our focus is on locally grown food, teaching both adults and kids.
Right.
Our training program.
Kids are easier to teach than adults.
Sometimes, but.
Most of the time.
Yeah. but I got to tell you, there is a lifetime passion for gardening from children to centenarians.
That is true.
And the fact of the matter is, we have our Gardeners of Destiny training program. We've been teaching kids. We did a
Gardeners of Destiny. You need to take that.
No, I saw your garden this summer. You don't even know how to grow a tomato. Your tomatoes were suffering.
Our tomatoes.
It was a tough year.
Are you going to go into that?
Well.
See, he does this to me all the time. Tomato. One day he said, we're talking about something. He's like, that's basil. I'm like, it's not basil. It's basil. He's like, no, it's basil.
How about potato?
Potatoes are fine. I mash those all the time.
Bangers and mash.
Yeah, we've got a place in town.
Yeah, we talked about that over at the Bear and Dragon.
I've seen your garden. You have a very nice garden out there. It was a tough year, to be fair to him.
Yeah.
The tomatoes had a tough time last year, but
I still can't work out why we couldn't grow a zucchini last year.
Listen, you're running for city council.
Well, that's true. No, it got my zucchini depressed, obviously.
We must have gave out 1,000 zucchini.
We did
10,000 pounds of food we gave the Solid Rock Food Pantry, Yavapai Food Bank, and other Mountaintop and different places.
That's great.
So we grow the food. The people that volunteer to come to Be Organic Farm, where we are in Chino Valley, we give them food. We had a zucchini bake-off. And we
you
had
couldn't have been in, you couldn't have been in that because you didn't have any.
He was bakeless.
Tell you what, if you're going to be giving away zucchini, I'm not going to grow zucchini this year. I'll come and get your zucchini.
Let me tell you something. I wish I would have given you some. We had so many.
Yeah.
And so, anyway,
that's usually the way with zucchini, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't grow a single zucchini. It was
unbelievable. It was abundant. So my nonprofit, Make 100 Healthy Foundation,
yeah,
we hosted a Victory Garden Gala last year. We raised $25,000, $30,000.
Well, that's awesome.
And we funded everything from the education to the weed mats, to the seeds,
lovely,
to the soil, and we heat in the greenhouse. We funded the whole season, and we trained over 150 people last year, including kids in a boot camp. I'm very happy and proud to say that the kids, the eighth grade class from Trinity Christian School,
super,
are coming up to do service projects. And this is something that is not specific to one area, but the Prescott Food Forest right now has a location at Be Organic Farm, and we'd,
yep,
like to bring it back,
yep,
to Prescott. That's,
well,
what we kept the
you know,
name.
That's one thing we wanted to segue into, and we know that you presented this to the Prescott City Council, and we'd love to hear your story on that because it's such a great thing for our community and kind of what you went through during that process, and now you're at the Prescott Food Forest in Chino Valley.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
And so we had every intention for the Prescott Food Forest to be in Prescott. What a concept, right?
Right.
And we were working with Joe Baines.
It was brilliant, John.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
We had Joe Baines. We were collaborating with,
right,
him, and he found a piece of land that is already zoned as a community garden right across the street from Embry-Riddle, right next to the zoo, on the way to the ball fields.
Right.
A perfect place for a family community garden.
Lovely.
And a gardening education center. And so we put together a design. We put together a plan, a coalition of 40, 50 people. We got it to the point where we had a study session in front of the city council.
Right.
And before that, we had done Earth Day down here, our booth. And the amount of people that were excited about,
right,
having a community,
right,
garden was amazing. Mayor Good came that day. That was the first time I think he had heard about the project. And we go, oh, he says, it sounds good. And about a month or two later, we presented in front of the city council in a study session.
Right.
Joe Baines was there. We had tons of people there. The mayor was positive. Kathy Rusing was positive. Steve Shishka was, let's vote on this today. This is,
right,
we need this.
Right.
And then Eric Moore and Brandon Montoya were not for it. Eric Moore was,
why,
against it because he didn't like the location. He wants to do something at the rodeo. Joe Baines said, hey, we don't think that's redevelopment. We don't know if that's going to happen there.
Right.
And there is rumors that they're going to do a little teaching garden over there. That's wonderful. But I said, that's fine, but that's not my project.
Right.
Eric Moore felt that it was a Prescott Lakes thing and that we needed to have it down here. But there was a community garden right where the Hilton was,
so
and
you've
that
got
failed.
Identified, yeah, as being a Prescott Lakes guy, and that isn't acceptable
in
Prescott.
Well, I asked Eric, was that a bad thing?
It's not that far north, because I know they forget about the North Prescott, but Prescott Lakes isn't that far out there.
Well, it's really not these days, is
well,
it?
They like the tax base, I can tell you that.
Oh, I'm,
yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that was a positive thing. We got a lot of publicity, and then quite honestly, a lot of people that were you would think would be supportive of it, like Greater Prescott Outdoor Fund and Save the Dells, those guys were against it after they were for it. So it became a real political mush.
Really?
And
really?
They didn't take his advice and they didn't do our deal.
So Save the Dells and those guys associated with that didn't want
there were,
to do it?
There was a coordinated campaign to write
we've
the city council.
We've experienced one of those before.
To write the city council, asking the city council not to vote on our project and to vote no on it. And it
for
was like the most
reason?
Of, we were. They thought maybe I was taking advantage or that they didn't like the Prescott Lakes. It became convoluted to the point where I started fighting back, and I said to the council, I said, if you don't vote on this, if you don't approve something good for the citizens of your community, I said, then you're abdicating your responsible stewardship for the city.
You're guess what? Too outspoken. Wow. That's
they didn't like that. I don't know why. They didn't like it, but I didn't care because I was pushed around for a year. I did everything I could to give back to the city. This is their land
right.
that I was going to beautify, raise money, and do everything volunteer. We weren't asking for anything. We were asking for
maybe
more.
There was a boulder on it or something from the STDs they didn't like that would have to be removed.
Well, it was
it was an odd opposition. So
is the piece of property still available?
It still is. Yes, I believe it's Joe Baines is using it for storage for Parks and Recs. He said it's a pain in the neck for me to move things, but I will do it. He was so into it, and I'm grateful for his guidance and his stewardship.
What a nice man.
Good
what
man.
What a nice man.
Yeah. And so anyway, that sounds like sour grapes, but it's not. It was perfect for me because I went and I was blessed with Bee Organic Farm, a locally family-owned farm that I had, my foundation had given them $4,000 or $5,000 in years past,
right.
so they can build a foundation, a literal concrete foundation to double their production.
Right.
And so when the whole thing went down with the city, they said, "Come up here, we'll give you the land." So we moved into the greenhouse. We did classes. Then did an outdoor garden, a half acre. We produced food. We had events. Every Saturday, we had 15, 20 people there.
So it interfered with your golf game, did it, John?
It did. It actually did.
You know that.
And that's one of the downsides.
He had zucchinis to grow, man. Come on.
What was that, John?
He had those zucchinis to grow. That's why you failed, because you're golfing too much.
That was probably it. I grew the nicest zucchini plants. They were beautiful.
No
and
flower.
They never pollinated. You know,
I wonder why.
So upset. Wow.
So this year, we're up. We have the Prescott Food Forest at Bee Organic Farm.
What is your plan for this year?
Okay, the plan is to continue that project, but also this is the big part that we're raising money, is that we're going to train all these local residents and kids, and we're going to form our own God Squad, the Gardeners of Destiny Squad, where we're going to God Squad.
Right.
We're going to go out to people's properties. There's a lot of people. There's a lady right off of Rosser that has a beautiful yard full of grapes. She's too old to take care of it. So we're going
to
help her, and we're going to give her whatever she wants, and then the rest we'll give away. And so we're going to put together these little, you know,
that's super
God squads.
Great.
I was with Ken Lane yesterday. Ken's going to be involved in helping with the.
Well, he was involved in the beginning, too, even when you're at the city council, right? He's a well-respected person
Ken
of the community.
Ken Lane was with me.
Fantastic guy.
Ken Lane is a wonderful man. He's a leader in the community. He loves the gardening part. And him and I are just like brothers from different mothers. And so we have that kind of, you know, thing. And then Julia from Essence.
What a great restaurant.
She's on the board of the Yavapai College up there, and they buy their food from. Chino Valley has a great ag program. So there's a lot of good things happening when it has to do with growing food, and we're a big part of that.
Yeah.
And so we're going to give away scholarships. Last year, we gave away over 50 scholarships, $199 scholarships for an 8-week class.
Right.
So you get the scholarship, and then you have to give 10 hours of time.
Right.
And And that's why we're running this event.
We better not disclose those locations of people's houses, because Phil and Connie can tell me, even though she has her own well in her property, they might want to turn the water down. So, just saying. I'm just, you know.
Just making an observation here, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah. John, you brought in here a cue card for us all in terms of a golf outing that you have.
Yeah, we're putting together the first annual Rock the Garden Open. To
look at that
signify.
Logo. There's not a better logo out there that I've seen in ages. John, you are magnificent in graphics and stuff.
Well, thank you.
Did you actually do the emblem?
I did,
John?
Not. Stephanie Leon did. She is an amazing person that does all my marketing.
She's very talented. That's really cool.
Yeah,
we're doing it at the club at Prescott Lakes on Tuesday, April 30th.
Are your bunkers back in yet?
The bunkers are beautiful. The course is wonderful.
Yeah, you wore them out.
Unfortunately.
If you're a golfer and you would like to play Prescott Lakes and you're not a member, this is a great opportunity to help a great cause. Now, the reason we call it Rock the Garden Open, we're going to have live music throughout the course.
Oh, right.
In fact, I was with Don Cheek the other day. Don's committed. We're trying to get Don and Drew Hall. And we're talking, Rick Jordan is going to be there. And we're looking at either the Well-Dressed Wolves or another group Stefan Rock, or Sky Daddy. We're going to have music throughout the course.
So they're going to be situated at various places around the course.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun tournament. And Solstice Ridge 2 is going to be one of the sponsors.
And so are we, just so you know.
Oh, Ion Prescott.
Ion Prescott is going to be a big sponsor, presence out there.
I think you guys are going to sponsor the, you're going to sponsor the keg.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that would be good. We'll take that.
Yeah, it's going to be on hole 7, so you'll be golfing. I'll be watching the keg. Just so you know.
So 7's a good hole to be on.
It's a great hole. Yeah. And we're very happy, again, to have Lamb Chevrolet as a sponsor. Ed Wallace has been a wonderful man, and they were with us from the beginning. So we're going to do the hole-in-one games. We're going to have a whole big thing on the 7th hole. We're having a lunch afterwards. We're going to be doing different contests, and we have raffles and a goodie bag.
Right.
And we're also going to be doing a little special tribute to John Gunby, who's a beautiful man. He's a golf pro,
one of the
famer.
Best. And, one of the best.
We love him. He's been a great guy, and he's moving down to the valley, so we're going to give him a good send-off.
He's moving down to the valley to be closer to his grandkids.
I remember when he helped us door knock when we were running for council.
Yeah.
What an amazing man. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know his pedigree at the time, but I was like, dang, that guy's helping us door knock.
What a great person.
He's a giving guy.
He
really would.
Any one of these opportunities like this. It's great you're recognizing him.
Well, he doesn't want the recognition, and
I told him we don't care what John wants. I told him, I said, listen,
he's going to win the Arlene's Angel Award, which is an honor of my mom.
Oh, right.
So I said, hey, John, don't insult my mom. Accept the award.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to be a sponsor, we have sponsorships available. It's April 30th. We also have foursomes available for $450 for a foursome, $125 a person. You can do it individually. Go to PrescottFoodForest.com. There's tickets on there. It's a great event for a great cause. It's going to be sold out. We're going to have a great time. And we don't know if we're going to raise as much money as we did last time, but we'll have enough to be able to run a great season, out scholarships, to support some of the teachers, to put a lot of education out there. And really, it's about getting people used to the idea that growing food is a normal life skill, not something extraordinary. We got away from that.
Yeah,
growing food is the essential
element of life. Well, when I was a kid in Michigan, we had our own gardens and grew carrots and string beans and peppers. I mean, that was what you did.
Right.
You canned tomatoes that came from your garden and stuff, and then now you
tomatoes, yeah.
Are you going there again? Basil, basil, tomato, tomato. My gosh, it's hard being on the air with him.
Potato, potato.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? Growing up after the Second World War, Victory Gardens were in the Second World War, basically to provide a food chain for those people who were still in Britain and hadn't been sent overseas. But after the Second World War, councils like Prescott would give a piece of land to citizens in the town and say to them, go and divide it up how you want, go and take it. It's yours to do whatever you want.
You know, and it's sad because in most towns in the country, or even my town, you have community gardens. It gets the community together,
it
and then
does.
You're giving back vegetables and healthy food back to the food banks and stuff. I mean, who wouldn't want that?
We had one here. It didn't work for whatever reason, and we were determined to do it bigger and better.
Yep.
And look, I'm raising money. I'm getting awareness.
It's great.
And I'm doing it by myself.
And the city would
Not by myself, with a group of my friends and people, but without the city involved, we're doing good things.
The city would be willing to let you have a piece of fallow land up opposite Embry-Riddle.
What does that mean?
Fallow land?
I'm still learning with you.
It means it's just ripe for production of great vegetables.
All right.
You know, hang around, Chad. We're going to get you there.
Hey, I grew up as a redneck in Michigan. You said you didn't have rednecks in England.
No,
so
well, it wasn't.
I don't understand
your
language, so I'm learning.
It was the bollocks.
Oh, don't go there.
The bollocks. You have rednecks, we have bollocks, that's right.
Oh, please, John, don't go there. You'll get us taken off the radio.
I just think it's amazing that you can, you know, especially nowadays with what's going on in our world with the food and the chemicals they're putting into it and what you can grow on your own. I mean, there's a lot of people with gardens in town and greenhouses and stuff, and it's amazing. Or even your hydroponic gardens that John has a lettuce factory in his house.
Well, no, I have three tower gardens that grow a lot of leafy greens year-round.
Yeah. Sure.
LED light controlled. You don't have to worry about any of the atmospheric elements.
This is the stuff you'd eat, not smoke.
Thanks for straightening
out this paper.
The leafy greens. The leafy greens.
Right.
Five fingers.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you touched on the Victory Garden.
Yeah.
Victory Gardens were probably the most successful public health programs ever implemented in the United States and England.
Yeah.
And 47%
started
of all...
Started in England, by the way, John.
I believe it started here.
No.
You guys always follow us.
Yeah.
No, not exactly.
World War One.
You wait until
World War
One.
Woodrow Wilson declared that every American grow their own food, so we can take the burden off the food supply, so we can send the food over to the troops.
Woodrow Wilson
himself.
Goodness me. 1917.
Wait until then. But it was World War One that it started. But it became a big, big thing in World War II in both sides of the pond,
huge,
if you say.
Huge, it really was.
Why do you guys always try to take our victories?
Well, we...
And our gardens.
We set things up to make you guys look good. You know, otherwise you'd have
a
real
problem.
Well,
yeah, you did line up in a formation. It made us look real good.
I love those red coats. It's so inconspicuous.
You know, if you guys didn't have the biggest national debt in the world... We'd be taking you back over because you owe us at this point.
Oh, my gosh. Here it goes again.
Will you take a check?
That's right.
Not based on $35 trillion of debt. We won't. Sorry. Not even certified, John. Sorry. The golf outing sounds like a wonderful event. So you still have spots left
We still have spots available both for sponsorship. By the way, we're doing a three-month ad campaign. Quad City Business News has been a really great way for us to reach out to the community.
Well, you need to come on Ion Prescott.
Well, I'm here.
Do that.
Oh, yes, I advertise. Yeah. I will.
Advertise with us. We'll slip you in a prime spot.
12:35.
Well, there you go.
That's right.
And so, we can even put you on Prescott Live as well.
Yeah,
I would love that.
You know?
We're working on that right now, and that's what we'll do for you, John. We'll put an advertisement on our Prescott Live cam, so that'll be posted. So
look, this is not for me. This is really for our community.
Now, what was the number you mentioned in terms of that?
Seriously? Hammer, come on, man.
We'll give you a discount, John.
I will
you
give
know,
you
he's going to be tough
hey,
about it.
You know what? He's going to give you zucchini.
I will pledge 100 zucchini.
Yeah,
100 zucchini.
Exactly.
100 zucchini it is. That's for the first week.
The first week. So, you know, it's a pleasure to be with you guys, Ion Prescott. And, you know, I was very supportive of both you guys.
Oh, no, that was
really
wonderful.
Tony, when you were, Tony came to me and we said, let's do something in Prescott Lakes. And we did a nice event. That's where I met you. And
then he slipped me in.
Then
he slipped me in. Right.
Well, that's right. You know?
And it worked out very good for both of you. I mean, that was a good event.
The only thing we should have done, John, was to invite the Save the Dells people as well, because they ended up block voting against us.
Yeah, the STDs. But, you know, there's medicine for that.
You know, all I can say is I'm glad you guys have a voice and that you can hold accountable those in our community and spotlight good causes like what we're doing.
Super.
And
super.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, come out to Prescott Lakes, the first annual Rock the Garden Open. It's a fundraiser for the Prescott Food Forest, the Gardeners of Destiny, and Be Organic Farm, which are great people. It's a private piece of property that they've allowed us to use. And if you want to learn how to grow food, we can help you. And if you don't have any money, that's okay. We'll give you a scholarship. The only thing you have to give is your time.
Yep.
And that's a win-win.
So with 100 zucchini, we can give Tony a scholarship. Then he can grow his own zucchini the next season.
Yes, exactly.
And we'll give him more time on the air.
I went through my education in a Victory Garden right after the Second World War. My father came back from prisoner of war camp. He took over an allotment, as they were called. And I used to go and plant my radish seeds and grow my radishes. He gave me stuff like that to do because it was so easy to do. You know, a radish seed gets to maturity.
Who eats radishes? Those things scare me.
Oh, they're lovely.
Of course, right. She'd say Stella.
They're good in, 22 they're good days. In cocktails.
22 days to get to maturity. So, a couple of ideas, John.
Sure.
You know, the rodeo still has a bunch of stuff around there that, boy, if we could do a victory garden with the
especially
rodeo,
fertilizer,
with the composting that they do around there.
I think there is. I think there is
an
something.
Opportunity.
Well, I think that the master gardeners over there and Arizona State University, they have their thing.
Their education.
And I think that was a they weren't ready to do their thing. But I don't think they liked us doing our thing.
Oh,
so well. I don't think that's our project. I don't think I'll be involved in that project.
Oh, is that
but,
right?
But we're available. I mean, we're looking to forge relationships with any of the people that want to grow gardens and grow food and to educate people. That's our mission. So,
a couple of other ideas. Don't turn them down immediately. for the people in residence homes, older people, etc., who don't have a chance to get out in their own gardens, to in some way invite them into the crowd so that they can grow their own food as well would be a great
it's
way
a
to
It's a great go. Idea. And one of the things we came up with was a victory garden in a box, a square foot garden that they can grow in their own facility or their own home. You know, a lot of people, they lose hope when they get older.
Yeah.
Even having a relationship and watching a plant grow is stimulating to people. It keeps them in the game. And as it grows food and they enjoy it, it's absolutely something that will keep people interested in staying alive.
Right.
Maybe another thing, you could name it Garden of the Goods.
As opposed to Goods in the Garden.
Yeah.
Well,
just saying.
I just wanted to throw that in. Thank you, Chad.
Thank you. Great idea.
But for younger kids as well, it's the greatest thing in the world to be able to get the younger kids into the garden and planting their radish seeds. I don't care what you say about radishes.
Carrots are easier.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Quite difficult.
Really?
Germination period is a lot longer.
Hey, here's what we do. Why don't we have a grow-off?
A grow-off?
Well, I won't say it. Well,
I heard Tony's a grower, not a shower.
No, we'll
you
see.
Do
who's
need
got,
to
we'll
grow
see who has the bigger carrot.
Right.
Yeah, let's do it. I'll get my garden going. I got a spot in my yard.
You've got a spot in your yard.
Yeah, you can do.
You're out selling multi-million-dollar properties all the time.
Yeah, but I can grow carrots. Maybe not radishes, but whatever.
You know, your carrots will be all forked legs. I bet they would. Anyway, John, it's wonderful to have you in.
Thanks
here.
For coming.
Thank
in.
You guys.
Thanks
I appreciate
very much.
It. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at the golf tournament and playing golf overall. We got to do something on your course,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, we'll do that. But it'd be great to see you out there. And let's make sure that the Victory Garden keeps going.
The Victory Garden is the big mission.
Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
The Prescott Food Forest is a vehicle to get people empowered to grow their own food. That's the whole thing.
That's
so
right.
it all plays together.
Yeah, it does.
And I want
thank
to
you so much for doing it for the community.
Yeah. My pleasure. Thank
I also
you.
Want to remind our listeners that they can go on Prescott Live, see a live camera of downtown. We'll be posting the tournament information on there. And then our previous podcast and our current podcast will be on there as well. So if you missed listening to KQ&A on a Saturday at 12:30.
How could you miss that?
Hey, you know what? The great thing is we're right after Barry. It has a great show that everybody listens to called The Palette. So.
And we have a hangover from
we do have,
Barry's
yeah, so,
show, don't we?
So we know we have at least 10 followers so far. So.
You know, I think you're underestimating again.
Shiska and Mirapal Gouda said they had like 4. So
they're doing well.
Thanks again, John.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
right,
John.
See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was a great show this week with the Prescott Food Forest. The idea, the concept from John Murphy. And this is just what we need in town, isn't it?
Absolutely. We need to bring projects that bring people together and get rid of the divisiveness in our town. And let's produce some great healthy fruits and vegetables.
That sounds like a great idea. At the end of the program, we dabbled off a little bit into having a vegetable competition, but I think we should make it a horticultural show, fruits and vegetables.
That sounds good to me. I'm ready. I called you out on, what was it? You said you were going to do radishes and I was going to do carrots, so let's do it.
Well, we'll work on that idea with John Murphy, and maybe we should bring Ken Lane into that as well. I think it would be good for the whole community.
You've been listening to Eye on Prescott. We adore living here, and we want to be your voice to ask the tough questions, hold officials accountable, and you'll never hear us running from a debate. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon on Eye on Prescott.
The preceding commentary program has been paid for by Ian Prescott, which is solely responsible for its content.